I watched a very thought-provoking TV show last night. The thought it provoked in me was, what am I doing watching this show?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One September, when our children were so small we could hardly find them sometimes, we unplugged our TV. Now, you must understand, September means baseball for me, so this was a drastic step. An over-response, perhaps, when our five-year-old daughter came home from a friend's house. What did you do? I asked. Watched movies, she replied. What kind of movies? James Bond movies. The girl was four. We carved a new rule in stone that day. No movies until you phone home. Then I went over to visit her friend's dad and wrapped his minivan in toilet paper. No, but I felt like it. I really did. A few days later, I sat down with my boys to watch a harmless football game. For the 350th time, one of them had hidden the remote control. In the VCR, I think. Before I could locate it, an ad for the latest horror movie had robbed them of three nights' sleep. I stood to my feet, pushed the power button, and calmly proclaimed, "Let's blow up the television. Let's blow it up real good." The boys were pretty excited about this. After all, they were not used to this kind of violence off the set. But when I confessed that I didn't have any dynamite and was merely going to unplug the stupid thing, they weren't so sure. "I can't live without it," said Jeffrey, who was four and liked to watch. "I will just die," said Stephen, clutching his chest and slumping to the carpet like he was in an opera. "Tell you what," I said. "I'll give you something really great if we can go without TV or videos for 2 weeks." "2 weeks," said Stephen. "Will you give us $1 million?" said Jeffrey. "I want to be a millionaire." "Yeah, right," I answered. "Tell you what, I'll double your allowance for a month. You'll be able to buy more candy and rot your teeth quicker. Then we'll have a big party in 2 weeks." "What kind of party?" asked Jeffrey. "I know," said Stephen, standing to his feet. "A video party." Rachel came into the room, clutching the dog tightly. "I don't think I'll make it," she said. I understood how they felt. I went without TV once for 19 years. We didn't have one when I was growing up. On my 11th birthday, I asked my mother why. She said, "You'll learn more watching a lima bean grow, son, than watching television." "I find TV very educational," said my father. "When it's on, I go into the other room and read a book." I didn't know until years later that he'd stolen that line from Groucho Marx, who also said, "Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside a dog, it's too dark to read." We didn't have TV, so we went to our friends' houses and watched theirs. One Saturday, we pulled pizza from the oven, the kids and I, and celebrated 14 days without television. During those 2 weeks, we saw some changes in the kids, and some changes in me. To be honest, I missed the sports, but not watching TV freed up time for better things. Things like wrestling with the kids, reading good books together, and loving my wife. I found time to meditate on verses like, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, it won't get high ratings on primetime television." That's Phil's reversed version. I even had time to put a short Bible verse on top of my television. "I will walk in my house with a blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing." That's Psalm 101:3. You know, I'm more convinced than ever that we can do this without unplugging the TV or blowing it up. The question isn't TV or not TV, it's how we walk. We can walk before God with a blameless heart by careful attention to daily discernment, by modeling for our kids the behavior we want them to embrace. That night we ate pizza and watched an old movie. The remote control was missing, but that was fine. The next morning we found it in the fridge.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.